traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The NBA playoffs are here. And with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We've got a ton going on, tons to get to. Great news with Kay at the bottom of the hour. Got that for you. How about these people that all said that the Hunter Biden laptop was somehow Russian disinformation? What happened to those people? They should all be in trouble, right? I think they should probably all be in trouble. We're going to find out what's happening with one of them anyway in just a bit. By the way, when I mentioned Hunter Biden's laptop, there is a new movie out that Breitbart put together. Got Gina Carano in there, directed by Robert Davi or Davy. Is it Davi or Davy? I think it's Davy, isn't it?
D-A-V-I? I don't know, actually.
Might be Davi. I bet it's Robert Davi. I'm going to go with that. Either way, great actor. He's always the bad guy when he was acting, but he directs this. And I got to, Carrie, did you get you got to take a look at it, right?
No, I did not.
They didn't send you the movie?
No, they didn't. I'm sure it's lost in the mail or something.
No, I think it's what they said was broadcasters that are actually active on Twitter, I think, were able to get.
Oh, yeah, then that was definitely not me.
I got a bit of a preview, and basically goes through what we know Joe Biden has said, what we know Hunter Biden has said, what's on the actual laptop. And we're gonna have Robert Davi on and the guy who played Joe Biden together either tomorrow or the next day. I think it's gonna be tomorrow. We're working on it, but we'll have them on. You're gonna want to see this movie. It premiered on Truth Social the other day on President Trump's social media site. So people are gonna want to go and check that out for sure. It's called My Son Hunter. It's kind of a nice title, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Why not?
Sounds
on a Monday. Definitely interesting, because it's all what's on the laptop. It's all what we know Joe Biden has said in public. It's what we know Hunter Biden has said in public. It's good stuff. That is Carrie Lockie, by the way. Carrie, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Polo making it happen. Sam Bam. What happened to Sam? You know. Know that Hunter Biden's laptop is not Russian disinformation. We know this. We actually know that it is Hunter Biden's laptop. And by the way, just as a side note, let me just throw this out there. Carrie, you're a journalist.
I am.
Ashley Biden's diary allegedly was stolen and then given to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. Early on, there were major denials by anybody connected with Biden that it was even hers. In it, she allegedly talks about how her father would take showers with her. Her father being Joe Biden. Again, there was a bunch of deniability. That's not hers. It's altered. It's not real. It's not a dupe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just a few days ago, a couple of guys pleaded guilty to stealing her diary.
Oh, that part I did not know.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So here's my question. As a journalist, wouldn't you then go and put a mic and a camera in the face of Joe Biden and say, hey, so it's Ashley's diary. We know that's been verified now because two people are in trouble for taking it.
Yeah.
What about this taking showers with your daughter stuff?
But that will never happen, though. Ever.
But wouldn't that be an appropriate question?
Well, yes, if this is truly hers and the two guys have been charged. Yeah.
I mean, if it's not hers, why charge them with stealing her diary?
That's true. It's, you know, and what's in that diary supposedly is pretty shocking.
I mean, they admitted that it's hers. And they're in trouble. But nobody wants to question the contents? Come on, dude.
Guess not. Because that is a story I haven't heard about in a long time. Or certainly never in the mainstream media, of course.
I don't think they've ever mentioned what was reported originally, what was in there.
Yeah.
Pretty disgusting. All right, so we're going to stay on that for sure. But Hunter Biden's laptop has been verified to be his. Well, the New York Times admits it, then it is his. Well, at the time that it came out in, what, October of 2020, and it turns out the FBI had it since 2019, when the content started coming out, which was reported by Miranda Devine over on the New York Post, and the New York Post was then banned from or blocked from Twitter. Also, I could not direct message you that story, that link to the New York Post. On Twitter, they stopped any DMs with that link. You couldn't put the link up on Twitter anywhere. And again, the post was not allowed to post. Pun not intended. Facebook, Zuckerberg a couple of days ago admitted that the FBI came to him and said, hey, it's about to be a dump. Be very careful with this because it's probably Russian disinformation. And that dump was Hunter Biden's laptop. That's exactly what they were talking about. He admitted to Joe Rogan the other day that, yes, we stopped, you know, it's showing up in the news feed as frequently as it might, by a lot. He's like slowly but surely admitted that they squelched the story, killed the story, stopped the story from getting out. Again, it is Hunter Biden's laptop. It is his hard drive. We know that. Well, at the time, in October, when it was coming out, there was about to be another debate between Trump and Biden. In the debate, Trump brings up, although the moderator didn't bring up, brings up Hunter Biden's laptop, to which Joe Biden says 51 current and former intelligence people have all said it's Russian disinformation. Carol, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that laptop, in fact, Russian disinformation?
No.
I mean, Are we asking a lot here?
I mean, even some mainstream media outlets have said this is Hunter Biden's laptop.
Right.
It's been verified.
I mean, the New York Times literally said it is. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's the furthest mainstream left wing, whatever you want to call it, big media outlet that you want. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC all said it was Russian disinformation, according to 51 former and current intelligence agents. They all were wrong. Now, a couple of things. Either they were all wrong, or they were all lying. Now, I don't think they're stupid. So I don't think that they were wrong. I think they all lied. There isn't one person who signed off on that of the 51 that didn't know it was Hunter Biden's laptop. They knew. They all knew. Carrie, how many of those 51 are like right now facing charges or in front of the grand jury?
I'm going to say zero.
You're going to say none. In fact, you've got an update on one, I think.
I do. This is from Fox News. President Biden on Friday announced his intent to appoint MSNBC analyst Jeremy Bash, who insisted Hunter Biden's scandalous laptop was Russian disinformation, to the president's intelligence advisory board. The authenticity of Biden's laptop has since been verified by numerous news organizations, but Bash was among more than 50 former intelligence officials who previously signed a letter dismissing it as Russian disinformation ahead of the 2020 presidential election. The letter was widely spread in the media despite there being no evidence to substantiate their claims. Bash, who is a former Central Intelligence Agency chief of staff, in addition to his role as an MSNBC pundit, signed the October 2020 letter that attempted to downplay the scandal before Election Day. And perhaps most important, each of us believes deeply that American citizens should determine the outcome of elections, not foreign governments, Bash and the other officials wrote in the letter. All of us agree with the Founding Fathers' concern about the damage that foreign interference in our politics can do to our democracy. It is for all these reasons, we write to say, the arrival on the U.S. political scene of emails purportedly belonging to Vice President Biden's son Hunter, much of it related to his time serving on the board of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation, they continued. Bash and the other former officials conceded they did not know if the emails are genuine or not, and that we do not have evidence of Russian involvement, but still said they were deeply suspicious. The Russian government played a significant role in this case.
Carol, let me ask you again. Was Hunter Biden's laptop, was that Russian disinformation or not?
No.
Jeremy Bash, he probably has apologized for getting it wrong, right?
No.
So he's going to get a paid job. We pay him. Taxpayers will pay him for a job he's about to do in the government. He's a guy who lied about Hunter Biden's laptop.
He will be on the Intelligence Advisory Board.
What is he going to be advising? How to get it wrong? How to lie? This, again, he's going to be getting a taxpayer-funded paycheck. And here's a guy that was one of the 51 who signed off on that letter saying that it was Russian disinformation. And then Biden repeated it at the debate, which, by the way, he knew was a lie. He knew that it wasn't Russian disinformation. He was lying or just repeating what he was told to say, because already he had the onset dementia. And that, without a doubt, altered the outcome of an election. Having said that, President Trump has responded, by the way. He's responded today. He's saying that we should be a new election immediately. I mean, it's kind of crazy that we're still doing this almost 2 years later. I don't think that it's asking too much for the American public to feel confident that the election was real, it was valid, it was fair, it had integrity. That's not asking a lot. And at some point, we have to get that answer. We know those 51 were lying. We know that everybody who said that it was Russian disinformation lied. They made more of an enemy out of Russia to save their own political asses, and it was a lie. And now this guy's about to go get a paycheck working for the government. Your thought, what should happen to the 51? Your thoughts, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Should the House and Senate go back to the Republicans coming up after November? Should they call each and every one of the 51 on the carpet and make them answer to what they said, including a guy who's going to be in the Intelligence Advisory Committee now? Come on. 888-941-PAGS. Go to joepags.com. Scroll down. Click on contact. Send me an email. Back after this.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Time Monday. Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on. Lots that we're going to talk about. We've got calls coming in. What should happen to the 51 who clearly were completely incompetent or were lying, and it's answer B, about Russian disinformation in Hunter Biden's laptop? We know that it's not Russian disinformation. We know that it's real. We know that what's on it is real. We know that what's on it implicates the current president as a really, really bad guy. and nothing's getting done about it. In fact, one guy, this guy Jeremy Bash, is going to get a job where the taxpayers pay him. It's completely mind-boggling. It is incomprehensible. I can't understand how this continues to happen. And all of the talk, all of the yapping, all of the BS that we're hearing from Washington is for naught. You've got four or five people out of 435 who might actually step up. Matt Gaetz, MTG, Lauren Boebert, Jim Jordan. Hundreds and hundreds, and many of them Republicans, will never do anything when it comes to this stuff. And there's no reason not to. Go after them and get rid of the liars, the cheaters. Because let's say that there weren't a bunch of Zuckerberg boxes, the drop boxes, and there were. Let's say there weren't. Let's say we don't know about 2,000 mules, and we do, but let's say we don't. Let's say Cyber Ninjas doesn't find what it found, and it did. But let's say that it didn't. This story alone stopped people from, or actually allowed people to continue their support for Biden, whereas he would have lost their support had they known. I've seen some studies as many as 10%. Many as 10% would not have voted for Joe Biden. That would have flipped the entire election, forgetting about any fraud possibilities in there. Think about that. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me tell you about total financial freedom. You know, Congress is always playing games with your money and mine. They could change the debt ceiling, change how much deficit they're operating in. They have no worries. We, however, can't do that. We are worried. If you're buried in bills and trying to keep up with all the credit cards, signature loans, internet loans, and also the timeshares, get off the treadmill, get some total financial freedom. If you owe more than $10,000, good news. The team is waiting to hear from you. They've been doing a great job for more than 15 years helping people like you resolve those debts and cut those payments. Don't believe me? No problem. Call them. 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Call now. Ask about the free book, The Debt Dietitian. You got to mention my name when you call, Joe Pags, and get that free book. Learn how easy it is to cut your payments. You're going to appreciate their team, like-minded people with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Zero complaints. Call them right now. Total financial freedom. 1-800-833-9444. Again, 1-800-833-9444. Make that happen. You go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Jim, Minneapolis, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, love the show. So, first of all, I think they should just bring all 51 of those people into a government hearing, and we should just hear out their stories. But my point, my call is, and you please, you're much smarter than I am in this area, help me out with my history here. So when the DNC was hacked by the Russians, FBI goes as a courtesy and tells them, hey, you know, you guys were probably hacked. And then they give this, we all know about the pass they gave to Hillary Clinton. And then now, apparently, they go to Facebook and they say, hey, guess what? This whole Hunter Biden thing, it's just Russian propaganda. But then, if I remember correctly, when Trump's organization was possibly infiltrated by Russians, they did not give him a pass. They investigated, they impeached him, and they did all these horrible things to this man. Is that fairly accurate, or am I off?
Well, you're only off on one instance in that he, of course, didn't have any connections to the Russians. The DNC and Hillary Clinton were trying to make an electronic connection that wasn't really there. So it makes sense that they would investigate it because they had to give Hillary Clinton some cover. So, I mean, so the point is, you're right. The right can do no right, and the left can do no wrong. And that's exactly how our Department of Justice is acting. Good point. Jim, very good point you brought up. Without a doubt, Hillary Clinton was given a pass when allegedly Russia was hacking the DNC and releasing emails. At first, they denied that they were really emails that were theirs. Then they said they could be altered. They weren't altered. They were really their emails. They really were saying what they were saying in those emails. And we don't really still to this day know how Assange got the emails. We don't know where this dump came from. But yeah, Russia's always to blame. And then with Trump, there's supposedly some Russian connection, and nobody gives him a heads up or a wink and a nod and says, hey, just to let you know this is going on, because they were the ones doing it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Carrie, I've got to get to this story about how we're having trouble recruiting people for our military. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's so bad, we're going to lower the standards? Come on.
Yeah, from the Blaze. Faced with a shallow talent pool and short of its recruitment goals for the year, the Army introduced a remedial program earlier this month to bolster previously ineligible recruits' physical or academic capabilities. The aim of the program is to help recruits who meet all other qualifications for enlistment to advance to basic training and thereby close some of the gap in the military's recruitment figures. Recruits qualify for the Future Soldier Preparatory Course at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, if they previously failed to meet the Army's physical or academic requirements, but not both. Recruits must also take the Occupational Physical Assessment Test, which assesses their ability to engage in physically demanding Army training. The academic side of the program's already yielded results, with 75% of the 333 students having improved in testing on at least one category. 48% of those enrolled in the fitness program have met their goals and qualified to advance to basic training.
So they're touting the praises of more people doing better on the academics because they've lessened the requirements for the academics. Am I hearing it right?
Well, I don't know if they've lessened it, but they have to take this course and they have to take the test to see if they can get into the basic Army training, I think that's what I'm reading.
I'm confused. I mean, the headline appeared to be that they've lowered the standards, but then the actual body of the story didn't seem to get in depth on that. I know that they've lowered the standards for some female recruits, that they don't require them to do what the male recruits do. And we've talked about this at length on this show, because it doesn't matter if you're a male or female, there's a job to do out there in the war theater. And the enemy's not going to say, let's take it easy, it's a bunch of girls. No, you've got to be able to do physically what you need to be able to do. But I understand why people are running. I mean, we have no idea what our standing in the world is when it comes to the military, when it comes to military strength. So very, very interesting story, yet not a surprising story, to be honest with you. When we come back, it'll be Crate News with Kay on a Monday. Appreciate you stopping by, 888-941-PAGS, or stop by the website right now. We've revamped the store, joepags.com. Click on store, go peruse some of our stuff. Back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show.